That's wrong song.
I want to dedicate this entire program to Thomas George.
All right, Thomas.
Yeah. Go, Thomas.
Go, Thomas. The Lebanese start. Red man.
He reminds me of anal sex, that man.
Pain in the arse. He's just a National Party sellout, really. I mean, he knows. He's a Lebanese man. They grew up with hash.
He's
hash is
home
part
now.
Of the culture.
He's at home now.
Let's get off to a real start. Let's get off to a real start, a real proper start.
Yeah, a real proper
are we on air now?
Welcome to the Hemp Hour.
I'd like to hello there. It's been nice to you. Nice of you to come along. Absolutely. I would like to make the hugest, the biggest, the largest, the most crawling, grovelling, snivelling apology that I can possibly make to our listeners and to all those valiant people here that work hard at NIM FM to keep the place going so smoothly. I just stuck on a CD while I nipped out there thinking it was going to be like all the rest of the CDs,
for
1 hour.
And a coffee.
Yeah, and it was only a 35-minute CD.
You had to wait for all those journos. The journos queued up at the bong. I couldn't believe it, mate. They come to Nimbin and there's something...
What a rag, that northern star.
You're interrupting my public apology, do you mind?
Excuse me?
It's my public apology.
Get on with it and just...
Are you making a public apology?
I was. Didn't you notice?
Did you jump the queue at the bong?
No.
I saw you jumping the queue at the bong,
I jumped. That was beside the point. I was going to say, I'd like to apologise for the 15 minutes of dead air that preceded this program.
Well, there's no one listening now because they're all looking for the station. They're all twiddling looking for the station.
It's 102.3.
We're back. 102.3, guys.
We're dead air. Rain.
They can't hear it.
No.
They can.
So I hear there's a couple of Northern Star journos wandering around, skulking around town.
What, to try to pick up some more scoops like yesterday?
Oh, bloody Northern Star. What a fracking rag.
The tragedy is they've got an editor who's an old hippie, mate, who's, you know, say no more. They've got all these nice young North Coast journos who know exactly what's going on, but they keep towing some boring line. Honestly need to get some balls, I reckon.
Why do they print shit like that? Like,
because they do it this time every year.
I mean, are they just out to kick Bluey in the nuts, really? Is this a secret attack, not at us, but at Bluey Lyons, by having quoting him saying that all the residents of Nimbin are like this, which is basically what the article says? This is this morning's Northern Star article.
It's a ludicrous comment.
Hang on.
And they're going to send us, and Thomas George is going to send us.
We were talking about this morning. Okay. This was to do with the young
wanker.
The guy that was pissed off his head, and let's just talk about the drug that caused the problem. Alcohol. Totally plastered.
Yeah.
Friends tried to get the car keys off him beforehand, didn't manage because he's a big bugger. Gets into this car, right, gets himself trapped in his car, don't know exactly what he did. Drove it somewhere and jammed it up against something, couldn't get out.
Well, did you hear what happened?
Anyway,
he pressed the lock and he couldn't figure out he was trapped.
Okay, fair enough. So
he couldn't put the key in the lock because the key was still in the ignition and he couldn't reach out and unlock it. He was trapped.
He was
trapped there for hours.
Hours. Okay, so the police sent a young policewoman to help him out. She helps him out, he thumps her in the head and runs away. What a goose he was. But Bluey Lyons, we know Bluey, he's been in this particular studio with us and spoken about how he's going to crack down on all the crime in the area. Bluey Lyons comes out and says, this is a typical example of the type of people that live in Nimbin.
Where does Bluey Lyons live?
Not in Nimbin.
Definitely not in Nimbin. And, you know, I just wish the cops had just talked straight. You know what? They have no chance of dealing with the hundreds and hundreds of people now.
Psychotics.
Yeah, psychotics. And nothing to do with smoking cannabis, of course. But there are people just falling through the cracks everywhere, I reckon. And on the street, and the poor are getting poorer.
So what are you saying? Fill the cracks in?
No, it's a health issue. The whole thing is a health issue, you know. Go away. Stop building new jails. They're building new jails.
Well, I'll tell you what,
well, that's called filling the cracks in.
Ten more cops will fill a few cracks, won't
they? Yeah, 10 more cops will just make a few more jails.
Six more, 10 total.
Well, how about 10 more social workers, 10 more youth workers, 10 more mental health workers, 10 more family reconstruction workers?
That's what you're getting. All of the guys, because they're multitasking, these new police persons.
Mm.
Each police person that arrives will be a policeman. Or person, police person, social worker.
Mm.
What are the other ones you're looking for?
Prostitute.
No, that wasn't one of the ones Michael mentioned. Michael, you mentioned a few other ones.
Can't we have some more of them too?
We need mental health workers,
that's the police.
Youth workers,
that's the police.
And family reconstruction workers.
That's
Is that a new label?
That's the police. They multitask these days. You know that.
Do you want to hear what Thomas George has said in the Daily Telegraph?
Oh, listen, he's got his hand.
I don't know. Is it the same as what he said in the Northern Star? That's
no, 10 officers are needed. There has been a problem for years, but the difference now is even the locals are sick of the blatant drug deals.
Yeah, I saw that.
For starters, there is not enough of them. Police take the softly approach. They are virtually powerless.
Look, not enough locals.
When someone is arrested, locals gather in a mob to try and intimidate the officer.
Uh-huh.
Mr. George said the problems were not isolated to drugs. The town also had issues with homelessness, mental illness and drinking in the streets. The hippie dream is dead. Instead, there are new, young, hardened drug users pitted against the older pot smokers, which is a recipe for a blow-up like at Macquarie Fields. The government can't say they haven't been warned.
Oh, come on.
This is Thomas.
What, he's saying that there's going to be...
He's our representative.
He is going to be joking.
I have to read that again for myself.
Go for it.
The hippie dream is dead. Instead, there are new, young, hardened drug users pitted against the older pot smokers, which is a recipe for a blow-up like it was at Macquarie Fields. The government can't say they haven't been warned.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know who my money's on.
He's our representative.
I know who my money's on.
He's our representative.
Those old hippie pot smokers got to go down, mate. Those guys... young thugs to take him. 10 to 1. What's the bet?
Oh, listen, Thomas is just a bad dream. Yeah. He's our representative. This is what gets me. He's speaking for us.
I had a bad dream last night. Did you think it was Thomas?
Poor guy. I mean, why would you join the National Party?
Why is he a poor guy?
Why would you? Because
why is he a poor guy?
Because what they've done is stitched up his lips so only little certain words can come out, which are drugs are bad. No more drugs. Drugs are bad. No more drugs. He's an old publican, for God's sake.
And he knows. I mean, they know
he
all
knows
about
bribery. What's going
they
on.
Know all about
time,
bribery.
Gentlemen, please.
It was the National Party at the AWB that paid $300 million to corrupt old Saddam Hussein.
Could you just finish up your drinks and move along, please?
Our Prime Minister gets 15 calls from the United Nations saying, John, they're bribing Saddam. How do you feel about that with Australian taxpayers' money? You know what John says? What?
He says, I haven't seen the proof.
I haven't seen nothing. I didn't hear nothing.
I was out of the room when they discussed that.
It's a ship of fools.
I had to take a leak.
It's a ship. We've got lots of leaks. It's a ship of fools.
Well, it was John out there leaking.
And being given good direction from Thomas George.
Alexander.
A pack of wallies.
Alexander's out there leaking too, you might have noticed. They were pissing up against the back wall together. Nobody invited Mark
Whale. No one knew anything about the Tampa, the Civex. No one knew anything about the weapons of mass destruction.
This must be the most ignorant government we've ever had then.
And voted in three times, so this must be the most ignorant country you've ever lived in.
Maybe this is the most ignorant time man has ever gone through. We think we're advancing, but in actuality, we were really the best and at our peak when we're in the cave and chewing our own toenails for sustenance.
What is this page off the Telegraph? There's no numbers on the page.
It's all advertisements.
I think they've sent Andrew a special little copy of something. It's the only story on the whole four pages, and there's no numbers on the page. He's got his own private printer or what?
That's right.
Why hard drugs are killing off the hippie dream. Oh, alcohol, you dopey prick.
Come on.
Tell me, is that another story?
No, this is a Telegraph story you told me not to touch because it was Andrew's special.
Oh, right, that's the Telegraph story.
Because you're president of the chamber, do you get the day before's copy of the telly?
You get the next day. Yeah, that's right. Andrew's already into Saturdays now. This is tomorrow's newspaper.
Oh, dear.
That's why there's no numbers. It's got no race results or anything like that. You can't use it.
Imagine
for
if you had
advantage.
The race results from tomorrow. That'd be something.
Yeah, but they haven't got them. They've got tomorrow's shopping bonanzas that you can go for. 2006 garden tour to France, Italy and England while there are still gardens there. Before they all die.
Now, to the two Northern Star reporters who are skulking around town somewhere.
Oh, they're still there.
I've just got a report
in here. I thought
they
ran off.
Better get back to your car quickly. I think it's on fire.
That's our bong smoke, you fool. They're hiding behind the car.
Okay, I'm here to... this is what really
You're
is
here
happened.
As president to keep this station on the air.
I'm here to put a complete lid on this speculation once and for all by by reporting that from what we can make out, they've never been able to actually get out of the car.
They're in the car.
They too had himself a few bombs.
Locked in the car. Interviewing each other.
Someone leaned on the lock button. And they're interviewing each other.
That's the hose we saw going in the back window, pumping smoke in
That's
there.
The one.
I saw
That's
that.
The one. Yeah. So the car's not on fire.
That's Radic Al's backyard hose. It comes straight out of his little tube, out of that house, straight out, and he can drop it in certain cars anywhere, I've heard.
So you heard it here first. Look out for tomorrow's Northern Star. It's bound to have the most astounding story about Nimbin that you've ever read.
Okay.
That'll make today's story.
Hey, you know on the way home last night.
What are you doing? Is that your mail?
Well, on the way, you know,
this reminds me, I'm holding in my hand remittance advice that me, the goddess, is getting money from the government because of the flogging I copped when I was running the rainbow. Now, it's still there.
$200.
$200's a beauty, isn't it?
How often do you get them?
Very often. They keep sending me money.
That's the beautiful Sebastian, isn't he a legend?
He's a legend.
He's a legend.
What the hell?
He turned around.
He's a good lad. He's my main supporter these days.
Yeah, no, he's great.
If it wasn't for him, I'd have run out of food and starved to death a long time ago.
That's great.
And it's been a big week, let me tell you. As a goddess, I have been busy.
What have you been doing?
It's been a couple of bad cards.
What have you been doing?
I was invited last night to a four-year-old's birthday party over at Billings Cliff where there was no four-year-old.
It was all four-year-olds in 20-year-old bodies.
They hauled me in there under false pretenses. Let me tell you, the Billen is the place to be if you want wild and raunchy sex. It's a place, man. Head on over there.
No wonder you look so battered this morning sitting there, rooted. Mate. Sitting
I am one rooted goddess, let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
Are you quite through? In there? Are you quite through?
You finished? Do you mind? I don't know if we want to hear
it. I don't know if we want to hear it. I'm going to tell you about it. Such good fun.
Put some music on, would you, please?
I'll tell you. Put the music on, I'll tell you guys about it.
Wait, hey, it's your hour.
Nah, it's your hour.
Wait, it's your fucking round.
Yeah,
I got the last fucking round.
Anyway, bro, you get the round.
Fuck, it's your round, dude.
It's your round.
If you're hanging at the back of the bar,
so just bounce.
Like you're banging in the back of your car,
we turn it out.
Here we'll talk with Ben.
Down six.
Back in the bed.
On the ground, Brent.
It's your round.
If you're hanging at the back of the bar,
so just bounce.
Like you're banging in the back of your car,
we turn it out.
Bit of a King Morong.
We're calm now. Okay. We went outside. We self-medicated.
See, we're really calm.
We sorted ourselves out.
We are calm.
Have you heard the term karma?
Karma.
We are calmer than we were before, my friend.
We surely are calmer.
And it's all to do with those medicinal drugs.
Karma chameleon.
Now we don't care what they say about us. No, because sticks and stones may break my bones.
Exactly.
But jailing all of the fellas on the street won't do us any harm at all.
That's exactly
because we'll get more.
And more.
And more.
Now, this is the before and after. This is the after bit. Can anyone notice any different after the, any difference after the medication?
Hang on.
Is there any anger
there? Spleen.
No anger. Is there any anger? Does anyone give a shit about anything?
No, not really. It's all over, Red Rover.
No wonder we got psychosis problems.
That was lucky because it was going to be a demonstration. It was going to be like, what was that place in Sydney where they have all the...
Macquarie Street.
Macquarie Fields.
Street. Yeah,
Macquarie Fields. Oh, Thomas George has already got us there. He's going to bus us down.
Are you sure that's right?
Thomas said
no.
The next Macquarie Fields.
Is it Macquarie Fields or Macquarie Street?
Macquarie Fields is the right. Macquarie Street is Parliament House, old mate. It's the medication. You'll be right, Bobby.
Now, I thought the riots were in Macquarie Street.
Now, Macquarie Fields.
Oh, I thought they were going to arrest that young
of Macquarie
car
Street.
Or something for trashing the place before he ran off.
It was the car drove into a tree. You're a bit confused.
Breaking news. There's a depression happening. An economic depression happening in this country. It's not being reported anywhere else.
There's a bit of a weather depression happening right here as the rain sets in, looking beautiful.
Everything is connected. Everything is connected.
The caterpillars are going berserk.
The
mold is growing.
The mosquitoes are thicker than they've ever been before.
And who cares? It's that beautiful, amazing insight.
Yep.
You know the old Freak Brothers saying, how's it go?
I don't know.
Pot will get you through times of no money.
But
money will
get
you through times of
no
pot. It is a magic herb.
Magic.
It is a magic herb.
If you take your wisdom from the Furry Freak Brothers, you won't be going far astray, will you, Michael?
Just look.
Help!
It's so true.
But I do think, and I look at Nimbin, and honestly I think, I mean, I'm sure I'm a total nutter in a lot of people's eyes, especially straight eyes. But I would say 80% of our street, we are a freak show.
I would say most.
We've become a freak show, and just because we're different, just because we're a bunch of individuals who aren't all in the same uniform.
You're old enough to remember. I'm old enough to remember.
I'm not.
The goddess probably
I'm eternal and
enough.
I can't remember.
That's right. Well, the goddess has got zero memory anyway. But what did we used to call ourselves right back when?
The freaks.
We were freaks.
We were freaks and we still are.
Anybody? That was just what we called ourselves.
The Furry Freak Brothers.
And then we grew our fur to match.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Some tried to hide it by cutting theirs off.
They did.
We know.
You could
strip down and furry. Coming at you with the naked truth.
We know because you never iron your shirt, mate. You're not one of them.
That's not my shirt.
You don't fill us.
That's my skin.
it was all a particular kind of code, like the old freak out. Remember the disco songs? Freak out. It wasn't
about freaking
out. Who
used the word freak today? Was it the Northern Star?
It was
Telegraph.
The Telegraph called us a freak show.
No.
Secretly
put
away.
Out.
Andrew's early edition.
No, I think it was saying, one of them said we were a freak show.
Yeah. They're
that
really,
was, that
I
would
mean,
have been
it black,
the Telegraph.
Paint it black.
Anyway, the Telegraph
My
put a half-page ad for Nimbin in.
At the moment, Gary Acton has done his job.
Gary
there is
Acton.
Less violence on the streets of Nimbin than there has been for many a long year.
What? Why is that?
I put that down a lot to Gary's very firm but fair hand.
And also, I think what I liked about Gary is he didn't judge people. He was not a judger of people. He didn't enjoy judging people. If they were violent or they misbehaved, then he'd take a bit of interest.
What the bugger are you guys on about? Has he left?
He's left. He's gone to Mwillimbah.
Yeah, he's gone.
We all had beer with him.
How many sergeants have we outlasted?
No way.
How many have we worn down to a poor, frazzled nubble?
I can think. 16th.
I can think.
Is your 16th?
It's my 16th. Well, you would have had 30.
I've had 30 sergeants.
He's gone to Mwillimbah, Gary. Anyway, I've invited him up for a beer on Tuesday afternoon in the pub. The editor of our fantastic newspaper.
Hang down your head with shame, Bob Dooley.
Lift up your head, Bob Dooley, I'm calling.
Lift up your head, Bob Dooley.
What happened?
Good effort.
Did he come?
He came, mate. He always comes. He had a beer. Who else came? Oh, God, my memory's in trouble.
Doesn't matter. How was Gary?
Gary, mate, Gary was cool. I thought he has changed since he's come to Denver.
Oh, yeah. I remember when he first arrived
in that Mardi Gras happened with all the bikies.
And him standing there shouting, I'm going to change you all, you just wait.
Yeah.
He was very solid. I thought he was really solid. I thought he was just non-judgmental is the word I came away with heaps. And I thought he's more hippie than all of us, really. He just doesn't smoke Gandhi. And he's only going to Mwillimbah.
He's more hippie than all of us, Michael. It's gone to your head at last.
It's finally got to your head. We are a bunch of cynical, mean dudes in Nimbin.
You're crazy.
Most of us.
Why?
We are, because we've seen heaps.
Been through it so many times.
We've been through heaps,
you know, as Michael says, his 16th sergeant.
Yeah.
And look how exhausted the sergeant was as he left.
Anyway, here's
the sparkle has gone from his
eyes. I've remembered what I want to tell you.
Michael has no
idea. I've just smoked a joint.
Just rave, brother. Go on.
Anyway, someone passed
me. Gone.
Anyway, so I go there. And it took me a long time to remember this. The first round of beer, I said, I'll have a little one, Coopers, you know? And they get all these huge, big things, and they all have light things, I realised, because I'm not used to the Pepsi. Mate, I was pissed. So I've drunk down this glug, glug, glug. It was hot. It was 4:30 in the afternoon. I was pissed.
That's when alcohol tastes the best.
Yeah, it's poly drug abuse. And I'm all over the place, and I'm trying not to fall over as Gary gives me the next beer.
Okay, so you... shit-faced on alcohol.
And they're drinking lights.
I didn't get it.
People don't understand this.
They nabbed me. Anyway, it was you know, they knew what they were doing. Bob said, straight away, mate, you drink Coopers.
And do they pump you?
They pumped me for information. So I went off on this lunatic rave. It was all absolute nonsense. I remembered about 30 really straight names from around the area. I had them as all the big dealers and growers and suppliers. And I had a ball. Gary filled a notebook.
Okay.
This is to be taken with you, son.
And don't tell him where you got it. You could become a big man with this, Gary.
Yeah. He thinks he was giving them false names.
Yeah, I know.
As it happens.
They're the real ones.
He gave me a nice clue.
What's
that? The new sergeant has not been named, but it's on the commissioner's desk to be rubber stamped or signed.
How can you become a policeman if you haven't got a name?
Hang on a minute. Do you remember we waited 18 months with no sergeant before Gary came?
It's hard to find a person with no name. Why don't one of us volunteer?
Gary told me.
You've got a name.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Gary told me.
Only people with no names can volunteer.
It's quite possible it's a local person. It's someone who we all know and like, and he really likes Nimbin, and that's important, and that'd be terrific.
No, I said no.
Rob or Kim?
I don't understand
their promotional system.
But ask me to join.
What rank have you got to be?
What's below sergeant? They make you a colonel, I think.
Senior constable.
Who's a senior constable? Is Kim a senior constable? Is Rob?
You can't even say it.
There's a few nice blokes in the cops.
Senior constable.
But who's going to be who's going to be elevated to the exalted?
I had a feeling.
To control the scene in Nimbin. Who's going to be next up to have a crack?
There's going to be 10 police under him by the Senator Thomas.
Jeez, that's a decurion then.
I think we need to invite Thomas Roman over Empire. For lunch in the Rainbow. He hasn't had lunch in Nimbin's famous Rainbow Cafe for a long time.
He needs
to get in touch with what's happening.
He won't. Bob wants to say something. You can see his lips are moving, but no sound.
He's been on all morning saying stuff.
He's a tight old man.
Okay, Bob?
The sergeant will come from somewhere totally out of the area, like Wollongong or Dubbo or the South Coast somewhere. Just anywhere that's as far away from Nimbin as it's possible to find someone to ship them up here to. So they're totally out of their depth from the word go.
and no, ignorant,
they don't work
ignorant
like that.
Of
you,
the
you,
area.
You, the position's put up and you
rubbish.
Put your name down for
Gary
it.
Never did time in Nimbin as a non-sergeant.
Gary put his name down for the job, mate. He didn't want the job. Now they had heaps of people wanting the job, I heard.
Get out.
No, Nimbin, they people. Gary has realised what a beautiful community it is.
And Nimbin's the way up. You survive Nimbin, you go up.
That's right.
And they all want a bit of practice with Macquarie Fields.
Or you get out with a fantastic pension.
And I hear Bluey Lyon was on the phone.
Because apparently Nimbin's the easiest posting to get out of on a pension.
To get stress leave from.
To get stress leave from. They just believe you. All you got to do is just act like the locals.
I couldn't handle it anymore. They beat me.
Act like the locals, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wore me down.
They hated me.
They broke my spirit.
I was intimidated. I walked in fear down the streets of Nimbin every day of my posting.
And then it's $1,000 a week for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
That's all right.
It's cool, eh?
Oh, look, I could do the sergeant thing.
You reckon?
I'm not really moral enough. That's
could you do
problem.
The...
You'd be a disgusting, corrupt sergeant. You would be fully corrupt. You would be fully, fully corrupt.
Well?
And you'd be blatant about it. I can see you'd roll into town with sort of the latest Jaguar sports car or something.
And my...
And people would say, hey,
how'd
you afford that?
And my long hair flowing out the back as I tool.
Yeah, how'd
town.
You afford that at $800 a week? And you'd have, make up a new story every time.
Okay.
You'd be outrageous.
Okay. A bit of music. We're going to have some drug news. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon. Have you ever heard it on the other end? Have you been out there on radio and listened?
All you can hear is your tonsils and a few of your teeth rattling.
People turn off the start. We've just lost 400 listeners.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good start from a cold start of one.
I know, but do it when we're not on air.
Well,
don't
do it
now,
time.
So everyone has
if
to
you
listen.
Did it when we're
that's
not on air and then I
divinely.
Faded you in quietly, it would have a lot more
effect. Should we get on with business?
Okay, I saw proof.
Personal habits.
I saw proof on television,
yeah.
Proof, live proof, at the random nature of sniffer dogs in the general public and how they can pick people who have absolutely no trace of drugs. It was called the Chaser News Network.
Oh, on CNN.
And this is the new one, the Chaser
News. And what happened?
Okay. What they did was this, they found a major, how would you describe it, I guess, transport interchange, that where there's a lot of people changing from bus to train to everything else, you know, water taxis, whatever. And they had maybe 12 police, 3 dogs working, so that, you know, and these 3 dogs were going for all the various people as they walked through and checking everybody out in all directions. They all sort of spaced these 3 dogs out. And they wanted to see just how accurate these 3 dogs were, whether they would actually pick a person out that wasn't in any way connected with cannabis. And
if you can believe that there are such people out there.
I know. Well, he reckoned he was clean. He swore he was clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think they get it wrong.
Okay, so what he did... No, he proved they got it wrong.
Yeah, they did.
3 out of 3 times.
Yeah.
Now, that's 100%
and
of
I
the
think
time.
The saliva testing might get things wrong, too,
so,
but then you're into the blood test.
Exactly. So what this guy did, he... He got a lamb chop down each sock, right? He put 2 kilos of pork snags down the front of his jock.
CNN. I love it.
He stuffed a large porterhouse steak down his ass, down the back, just underneath it. And then to top it all off, he had a little beret thing on, and he filled the beret full of mints. And he put it back on his head and he scraped around the edge of the beret clean so that it was all covered, right?
I love it.
And all these dogs are out there checking people in all directions. And our walking butchery walks out into the middle of them. And, mate, these 3 dogs were onto him. They went for him. And then, like, the 3... Don't laugh so loud, it cuts things out. Yeah, but the 3 of them dived on him like he was carrying a zillion tons of all drugs known to man. And the cops, of course, pounced, seeing such a strong response. They figure we've got something huge. Yeah. They pounce on him. And you can hear the cop, because the camera's obviously a bit of the way away with a big lens, but you can sort of hear the cop faintly say, "All right, what are you carrying then?" And he says, "I don't know, it could be these," and he starts to pull a snag out from his jocks. And the cops just stood there. They did not know what to do.
It's a hard position.
And then when he pulled the steak out from his cleavage at the back of his trousers and handed it to the cop, who wouldn't touch it. And the dog wanted it, and the handlers are trying to drag the dog's back. But someone's got to touch this meat that's been with his mixing. And they didn't want it dropped on the ground either. Yeah. Right? And so these two cops are dragging him off, and he's shitty as all hell, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And he says, "Oh, wait, stop." And they stop. And he reaches up and he turns to the camera and he takes off his beret in a salute. And he's got a big turd of mince sitting on top of his head.
Oh, well, that sounds like a good thing for the chaser to be doing. And boy, those boys are funny.
And then he was dragged off.
The cops took him away?
Oh, yeah. Out of sight. Down the alley.
Dragged away. Gave him a stern talking to.
Yeah, I think so. They were.
But he would have been careful not to have been breaking any laws. I don't think there's any laws.
There's no law about.
He's wearing the sausages, mate. Right in the middle.
He's just been to the butchers.
He was safe as a church.
And he doesn't like plastic bags.
One of the best ways to move drugs nowadays, they're finding, inside a mince. Inside sausages is popular because it's really gone.
Yeah.
Right inside, I heard inside dogs was the way.
No, you got a shopping bag
surgically implanted.
Yeah, that's happened in Mexico.
This is a good idea.
You got a shopping bag, a shopping bag. Yeah, I know. A shopping bag full of sausages, with all the powder up the middle of them, all the eckies. I mean, the dogs, of course, they're going to sniff it. Oh, sausages.
Yeah.
You're right, mate.
Aren't they going to wonder about those 17-day-old sausages that are in your bag
you
coming from Los Angeles?
You buy every day and you eat them for dinner, mate, after you take the drugs out.
Okay.
It's the latest. Anyway, big news today, I must have read in the Telegraph, which I haven't got here, is 2,000 chemists around Australia very soon are going to have this new saliva drug testing kit, which tests for not just pot and speed, I think smack and coke and for parents to test their children, they're saying particularly, right?
Okay.
And that's been quite a debate the last 2 days, and all the civil liberties people are saying how disgusting it sets parents. It's totally about mistrust. You know, it's all the proof. It's the world of proof. It is not the world of God.
I wonder if they find that even though they're made for parents who want to test kids, there aren't that many parents actually want to put their kids to the test like that, and I find that the main subject will be people who want to test what they've been taken.
I reckon in a few years.
And they take a pill and they get affected and then they test themselves to see what the hell was it just had.
Maybe.
Was it?
Now I think we're going to just see heaps more of this sort of testing. I think schools will do it, employers will do it, government, all that stuff. We're going to see heaps of it.
If you get a chance, you just rent out that movie, Gattaca. That's where they're going.
Well, that's why Herbal Highs are doing so well in all those businesses in Europe. Legal drugs, mate. Mm. All these people are onto everything other mixtures. You make a mixture. That's what happened to you, eh, Goddess?
Yeah.
They've made a mixture of all the, I'll give you a hard on, herbs across the planet. Roots, herbs, berries and nuts. Put it into a little pill. It's better than Viagra, isn't it?
Ah. Your whole body turns into, and this is
rock hard.
Rock hard.
You're not going to go in and talk about sex again.
Firm,
no, we don't want to go near that. But this new testing is going to be in chemists everywhere soon.
So where do you get it from?
Don't know.
What, the new testing kit or the new hardener?
New testing kit. And within a few years, the cops are going to have it with them like a breathalyzer, I reckon.
Organic resin, is that what it's called?
Don't know.
A human well-cracked fat.
Here's a small little news story. In Amsterdam, in the squares in Amsterdam, they've got they put up a no smoking cannabis sign, right? wicked filth. Anyway, in the square in Amsterdam, they were sick of people smoking joints, so they put up a no smoking cannabis sign. It got pinched on the first night. They put up one the next night. Seven in a row got pinched. So the Amsterdam Council have gone into business and sold 2,000 in a month. It's a good story.
Amsterdam, those Dutchies, they got their heads screwed on.
Yeah. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Other big news this week was the girl in Bali. Bob, you know more about her.
Lombok.
Tell us.
Lombok. She's an Aussie girl who was running a hostel. Was she, or did she own it?
I thought she was part owner in a resort.
If you can only be part owner.
50 grams and a bag of seeds.
A few seeds. I don't think it was a big bag of seeds, just next year's crop.
A bag of seeds
and 2 ounces.
Enough to do 10 years, anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, enough to do 10 years if they're talking about it in the papers right now, if everyone just shuts up.
Well, they are.
Okay, so we're, and so are we.
Yeah, but so we're not being heard in Indonesia.
Well, we don't know. They can pick us up everywhere. They read our weblogs later.
You're absolutely right. So we love the Indonesians. But guys, you need to realise you've been sucked into an American trip here, and it's a war on our beautiful herbs that are pain relievers. Now, you just show us the way. Free everyone. Change the laws. Let Chappelle out. make a big announcement, and your tourism will boom.
Indonesia, why the hell are you towing the American line? What's in it for you? What is honestly in it for you?
Yeah. Whoever's smart enough to make the first move in this chess game is going to have a tourism boom.
The Americans have got
They're going to be Yandy Kings for life.
Oh, shit, yes.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying the first country to legalise pot, do what Amsterdam's done, their whole tourism's
based on... Do what Bolivia's done. Their whole tourism's based on cocaine.
It's gone berserk.
No, coca. Coca.
Coca, coca, coca.
No, coca. Seriously, big difference.
You put the lime in the coca and you shake it all about. You put the lime in the coke and you shake it all about.
Well, what I'm telling you is that the Presidente, El Presidente of Bolivia, Evo Morales...
He appointed his growing mate, the Minister for Drugs.
He says yes to coca, no to cocaine. That's what he's on about.
Put the lime in the coca. And I'll say yes to opium, no to heroin. Let's
absolutely,
do that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Let's stop refining the crap.
That's right.
Let's do
that's
it.
That's right. Use it as nature intended.
Thank you very much, Bob.
You like
that motto?
Line.
Use it as nature intended.
Exactly.
That's not bad.
You like that?
Bob, we might just take that one.
We'll use that one.
We might write that down. In fact, great T-shirt, one of our wonderful T-shirt ideas.
Use it as nature intended.
Yeah. Very nice, Bob.
Sun growing.
Does that mean eating it raw in the paddock? It's not mean lighting a fire.
Why not?
That's
nature. Wait for lightning.
Wait for lightning.
Nature didn't want us to have fire. She wouldn't have made forest fires or made deposits of phosphorus we can stick on the end of bits of wood either.
What are you on about?
I think we...
Matches.
Excuse me.
He's just got so complex, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
That's his trouble. He's too deep.
I'm writing it down, Bob. Use it as nature intended.
He has too. He's written it down.
Well, Elspeth is doing the Mardi Gras poster as we speak, and we're probably listening to our babble if she could pick it up out there, but she can't. And she needs some words.
Well, that's nice words.
What words do you want?
What else?
It's going to be a picture of John Howard, you know, and the joint going around Parliament House, I think.
I want the words I want.
No war, end war, war's dumb. What are we talking about here?
Don't mention the war.
Use it as nature intended?
That's the slogan.
I think use it as nature intended, else that's the slogan.
No, but you missed the point. The slogan is don't mention the war.
Okay, I want...
No, we can't. 100, that's mentioning it.
100%
it's also plagiarism, I think, too.
Tax-free. I want those words.
100% tax-free.
Free. That's got to get that prick up their little ears, doesn't it?
10 billion industry it is. 10 billion... PA.
10 billion PA, 100% tax-free.
I love it.
That's it.
I love
That's
it.
That's the one.
That's the one we put?
That's the one we put.
And use it as nature intended?
Yeah.
No.
That's another one.
Yeah, that's another one.
Put both of them?
Yeah, both. Come on,
what's
your one?
And what's our message for
what's
little Johnny?
What's the thing you want?
Don't talk about the war.
Oh, yeah, for Johnny, don't talk about the war.
No, a little bit of advice. Cover your head with Vaseline.
It helps with an obvious chafing around your ears. Stop it.
I think that's where you put that in. Johnny, cover your head with Vaseline.
No.
I love it. Everyone will love it.
I never said that.
Yeah, but you thought it many times.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You thought that must be painful.
We should hide behind some music.
That's got to hurt, John. And he's doing it for us. He's doing it for us.
Yeah, and especially every time that the George gets a shock, the W gets a fright.
Oh, when he clenches.
Ooh.
When George clenches.
And
that's
he has
why he's
a lot
like
a yeah, know.
So we should be saying, look, free our medicine, you know, for our pain, and Johnny, you just cover your head with Vaseline. I think that's the way to go. Bob, what other drug news have we got this week? There's
got to
be drug news.
You had a whole...
I've got it here. I've got a handful here. I'm looking at it.
This is a rave from Julia Gillard in the Telegraph on Monday. It's almost... You don't want to read it, but it's worth it.
Commentators and politicians alike are on dangerous ground when they inextricably link drug use and mental illness.
Thank you, Julia.
She'd had a cone.
Did
anyway,
she
goes on. One of the complexities of drug-related mental illness is that it's sometimes a case of which came first, the chicken or the egg. Some mental illnesses cause people to look for an escape, which often means drugs of some kind. In other instances, mental illness may result from long-term or one-off drug use.
Exactly.
She's got it right. It is dangerous to adopt a simplistic position such as drug use equals mental illness because policy that responds to such an equation will not comprehensively address the increasing incidence of mental illness in our community. A no-wrong-door policy would ensure that young people get the care and treatment they need in the hope of preventing a deterioration of their mental health later in life. Now, I rang up this week because...
Julia Gillard, she's a Labor politician.
She's our red-headed girl who we'd rather have than Kim.
Beasley.
Buffer and Kim. But Julia, so I rang up. So we've been in the last election, in exchange, one of those preference deals that ASCII did, we've been promised an appointment with Julia, and I rang up and I've got the guy trying to get it to happen that budget week when we're down there. So anyway, yeah. Julia, this is a good rave from Julia. Labor's Goals for Aussie Kids discussion paper highlights the crisis facing young people who suffer from mental illness. Might have to have a look at it.
All right.
And we should cultivate her. She's going to be someone big. What's
you
that?
Think so?
Is that the new drink?
You don't think the old dinosaurs will just crush her for breakfast?
Yeah, no, look, let's face it.
No, I think she's got a bit of go in her.
That system is rooted.
That's why I agree with you.
Forget about politics. Forget about politics. Forget about politics.
It takes the bright young things and it just roots them.
Absolutely. Just take action where you can. Never pay tax. Never, ever, ever pay tax because you know what they're going to spend it on.
Kerry Packer was the one that agreed that he said, I don't pay tax because I don't believe the government would be responsible with my tax money.
Tick one box only when you vote. Don't fill in all the boxes. You're losing your power. Tick one box only. Vote Green.
Yeah, I think so too, but I'm really disappointed in some area of the Greens.
Are you?
They've squibbed on the drugs thing.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. They're way ahead of everyone else.
Doesn't matter. If you're going to be political in any way and you're going to use your vote in any way, fill in one box only. Now, there's a guy that's doing time in jail for saying this. It's apparently, you can't say that.
Is that right?
It's legal to do, but it's not legal to talk about it.
Why?
Well, I don't know. That's why that guy from Melbourne, what's his name, that lawyer dude from Melbourne.
I guess you're next.
I guess the goddess is next. But hey, as a divine personage, I'm happy to do a bit of time. Minimum security.
Here's the Herald mini bit.
A prison farm. A nice prison farm. Go, Mike.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to jail if we have to. Stuff it, you know. Stuff it. I'd love to go with 10,000 of us at once. Let's all walk in, smoking our joints, into the cop shop, in
together. Global Solutions will love it. Think of all the work they'll get.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're a bit short right now.
Yeah. In just 7 minutes and for less than 25...
I was just about to tell you about this.
$25, parents will be able to test their children. This is the drug testing thing. It's $25 in 7 minutes. It's a Perth company, Halliburton Group.
It's not.
Actually, it's Harrington, but no doubt they're an offshoot of Halliburton. $25, mate. It would cost them 20 cents to make
in
Taiwan.
How much does yours cost?
$25, and you can test your child before he or she goes to school.
But how much did the one that we got that was just cannabis cost? That's about the same price.
Yeah, $20. It's releasing its new saliva test in pharmacies in May for Mardi Gras. It says the kit is a quick and simple drug screen and breakthrough in the battle against drug abuse.
And what does it do? What does it tell you?
President of the Australian Council of Civil Liberties, Terry O'Gorman, said he hoped parents would boycott the Auraline kits.
Auraline kits. So we need to find out. This might be useful for us.
We want them.
We might be able to find out.
We're going to buy them.
We might be able to find out how much THC is in the pot that we've been buying.
Yeah, that's with $25 to even just find out, mate.
So we could find out if they can tell us how strong your pot was. So you take the kit, you get the kit, you smoke the bong, you smoke the joint, whatever it is you're going to do, you eat the cookie, whatever it is, and then you get the kit and you see how stoned you are, and it's going to tell you how good the pot was.
Yeah. Now, wall-to-wall, look at that for a picture, mate. Wall-to-wall coke seizure. $452 million, the cops value it. I don't know.
Could I have a look at
the
picture?
Seven Spaniards. 336 bales. 200 kilometres south of Lisbon, Portugal's largest ever drug haul. The previous record was a mere 6 tonnes last year.
Wow, it's a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
How much?
There it is, Bob. Look at that picture, everyone. Have a look. It's lined up along the wall, these bales
of wool.
They go for 20, 30 metres. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rows of these suitcases, big Keshen suitcases stacked up.
Yeah.
Authorities say the Iberian Peninsula is because of what Portugal did. See, I told you go legal, you make a fortune in your country.
Is this in Portugal?
This is Portugal. Improvement, closer collaboration between police and neighbouring Spain. Authorities say the Iberian Peninsula is a major entry point for international smugglers who bring the drugs by sea. Smugglers are believed to take most of the coke and hash by road from there to other European countries.
Just a short road trip.
Portugal.
Yeah, they show you that, and that's a massive haul.
It is a massive haul. It's nothing. It's not 2%. They get less than 2% the EU.
Yeah, like that's just one ship. That's just one ship's come in.
Yeah, write it off.
You know, it's going to be mudslides, you know. It's not going to be the waters rising and all this other crap. It's going to be
we're going to have mudslides around the place. I just had a vision. I just saw it.
Yeah.
Not in the hills.
Because of the loggers.
Not on the hills that have got
the
trees.
The loggers and the rain. It's a combination of denudification of our hillside.
Well.
And rain.
Where, I live, mate, there's a lot of trees on the hills above me.
Yeah, you've had a vision, goddess.
It just hit me.
It's been in the papers a lot the last few
years. Yeah, like about the last 30.
If you read the papers, you'd know, but it's happening big time, especially all through
Philippines.
Indonesia.
The Philippines.
Philippines.
All those areas
of
Philippines.
Islands,
all those areas that the loggers cut to bare
Nicaragua.
Nothing. All the clear filling.
Salvador.
To get all the Mirante
Cuba.
That came pouring out of Indonesia and the Philippines, all of that lovely Mirante timber, and now there's no vegetation, and the mud comes down anyway. What?
Hey, it's a great story. The Sun Herald on Sunday have put a map in.